Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
It is the D.L. Hughley Show, your indictment update. A shout out to everybody. I had a good time with Skip and Junius. Got to see Juan and Mark. Shout out to everybody that came out to the Addison Improv. We did 7 shows, sold them out, had a wonderful time. Coming up.
You sold this them out week, early, too, boy.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
Yeah, people calling me, hey, can you? Too late.
Sorry. Can't do nothing for you.
I'm sorry.
Nice that Vanettis is getting nicer and nicer. You hold it down. I see how, baby boy.
Yeah, we're doing a little something. Skip, you know, we're having a little fun, you know.
I had my own little private little section that was full of people. No, I'm kidding. I didn't have
little VIP section.
With everyone. Of course, if you're going to be in Richmond, Virginia, I'm going to be there this Saturday and Sunday at the Richmond Funny Bone in Short Pump. I love saying that. It's Short Pump in Rigo
like
County.
Yeah.
Wasn't that your stripper name?
Yeah. No. That was
Short.
Mine was
Jackson.
Big Pile, but. That's a long time ago, and that's another story for another day. But if you are in, if you are in Richmond, Virginia, please check me out. Today is the day, I guess, this is the first time in history that a ex-president or anybody who's held the presidency has actually been held accountable by the legal system.
Yes.
Yeah. So for a dude who says he's not worried or he's not guilty, he sure did try everything. I'm a suited judge. And I guess his bond is invalid because that person is I guess they aren't licensed to do business in New York.
Mm.
So that could be in jeopardy.
Oh, man. He's coming up with everything.
Period.
Yeah.
The judge is left handed. We can't do that. He wore loafers and not lace ups. Mm. Can we?
He's the kind of dude you hate to play Monopoly with. He cheats so bad. He's just like. Of course, it is the last day to file your taxes, fear not. You can file an extension at no cost. Of course, it's Autism Acceptance Month. Happy birthday to Flex, which is separate than Autism Awareness Month. Alexander, very talented kid, man. Happy birthday to Carly Red. Happy birthday to Seth Rogen. Happy birthday to Esther Dean. Happy birthday to Jacquees. Happy birthday to Michael Cooper from the Lakers, who finally made the Hall of Fame.
Hey, all right.
Finally made the Hall of Fame. Yeah, so finally did. Happy birthday to Maisie Williams, Arya Stark on Game of Thrones. Maisie sounds kind of like a black name, doesn't it?
Oh, Arya Stark, yeah. I can't wait for Game of Thrones to come back.
Yeah, it didn't. I didn't like the new.
I did.
Oh yeah,
Dragon. What is it called?
House of Dragons or something.
House of Dragons. And happy birthday, Possibus Live Court to Leonardo da Vinci, not DiCaprio. That wouldn't be possible. I'm sorry about that. Happy birthday, Elizabeth Montgomery from Bewitched. Happy birthday, Arturo Gotti. And man, him and Mickey War are some of the best fights I've ever seen.
Yep.
Happy birthday to Harold Washington, the first black mayor of Chicago. You could be some Harold Washington. You could be him. We got a great show lined up for you. We got 90 seconds of 90s hits with DJ Lucci. I'm going to have a little note from the GED section, plus the Jazz Report. That's coming up and more on the D.L. Hughley Show. So, of course, a couple of days ago, O.J. Simpson passed on. O.J. is infamous, of course. I think it was the first time I think we all saw a trial of that magnitude unfold on television. I think it birthed Court TV and a routine of what we see now regularly all the time, where we consistently see trials, and they're for TV consumption. That wasn't the case before OJ. OJ was indeed a polarizing figure. I remember where I was when the verdict was announced. I remember how I felt, and I remember how I would feel years later. I felt differently at the time, being exposed to more things, seeing more things, getting more nuances. But whether OJ or whether you believe, from the miniseries, he was famous for that. OJ, whenever you say his name, it evokes some kind of emotion, no matter what, no matter who you are. Even people that weren't around then know who OJ was and know what he did and know what's going on. So OJ passed on. And the thing I found ironic is that no matter what he did or didn't do, he has run his race. He has been judged. He was judged immediately after passing on. He is where his life led him to be. If you believe in a higher power and you accept that and you go one place or you don't, you go another, wherever OJ is, he has run his race. And of course, our sympathy or our lack of it doesn't affect him at all. Now, it can affect people that love him. Like, even when the queen died, as polarizing a figure as she was to some people, when somebody dies, it isn't them that their race is over. They don't have to worry about anything else anymore, ever. But you can at least be compassionate to the people who did love them, who did have fond memories of them. And there's no need to be caustic. I mean, and I was particularly incensed when I saw Caitlyn Jenner say, well, good riddance. As you, Caitlyn Jenner, when she was Bruce, killed my neighbor. A lady who lived on my street. I remember her house being vacant for months. And I didn't know what had gone on. And I finally asked some people, and they said, that is the guy Bruce killed in that accident. Now, you could say that it was an accident, or you could say that, you know, they're not the same circumstances. But the fact that as somebody who has taken a life, for sure, was involved in the taking of a life, to be so callous and so incendiary and to say things like good riddance, I guarantee you somebody from her family thinks the same about you. I guarantee you. And I would say the same thing. Once your race is over and you've done what it is you had to do here, you, whatever you've earned, you're already into that. Whatever, if it's up or down, you're already there. And so when Bruce, when Caitlyn spoke that way, knowing that Bruce had killed somebody, it was incendiary. You could see the reaction all over. And I thought to myself, I don't know what Caitlyn did, but I know Bruce damn sure killed somebody. And Caitlyn has some balls in displaying that lack of empathy. That's a little note from the GED section. It's the D.L. Hughley Show.
She's jazz. She's smart. It's the Jazzy Report on the D.L. Hughley Show.
State Citizenship and Immigration Services has announced a new third gender option for those applying for naturalization. The department reportedly now offers gender X in their applications. The new option will ensure that applicants' biographical data is accurate. The gender an applicant selects on their naturalization form does not need to match the gender chosen on their birth certificate, passport, or state ID.
Hey, take it from black people. X. Never put X on the official document. Never X. Mm-mm. Never. Mm-mm. That's, X's are not welcome here. K's are, yeah, but not X's. Not.
So the number of U.S. drug shortages has reached an all-time high. The major the majority of manufacturers, which is about 60%, have not said what the reasons are behind the shortages. But the reasons cited by the manufacturers include supply and demand, manufacturing issues, business decisions, and raw material.
Manufacturing,
a lot of those drugs, like asthma drugs and things like that.
All of them made in India. Yep. Mm-hmm. All of them produced in India. Yeah. So thank you for that jazz report. This is very interesting. So there is a lesbian, a woman who she was married. Her husband partner left, left the relationship and would not be responsible for the baby they had via a sperm donor. She thinks that the sperm donor should have to contribute. He should have to pay child support.
Sperm donor, that ain't, man.
I've never even heard nobody asking for nothing as silly as that.
That is kind of silly.
A lesbian or not, she's still acting like a chick. The lesbian or not, she still wants some bread. I'm serious. That's only who would think? I know I can't get it from her.
Husband.
I can't get it from that. But yeah, but he at least it was it was.
I know, but he wanted money too, so it ain't just chicks.
No, he didn't want money from the donor. He wanted money for it. Sherry didn't want Sherry, in this case, Sherry would have been the one who walked off. I'm just saying that we got to keep everything
after. No, I get it. I'm just saying that, you know, he was after bread, too. So both men and women go after money.
Yeah, I get it. No. I've never heard anybody go after the bank. The sperm bank.
In the sperm donor, aren't you supposed to be anonymous?
You can't do that.
Yeah,
first of all, it's anonymous. You don't even know most of them. Trust me, I've checked into them. They're anonymous. You don't get names. You get a profile of the donor, and that's it. Now they get a check for giving off that little sperm.
Yeah,
but that's about it. So I don't know how you go out. I don't know how you find the donor.
I don't even know why you form that question in your head. But do you think do you think the sperm donor should have to pay child support? That's the question we're posing to you. 877-242-2426.
Also, hit us up on Twitter at D.O. Hughley Radio or on Facebook, The D.O. Hughley Show. On the website is thedohughleyshow.com.
All right, her ungrateful ass. You got the baby you wanted. Just pay for it. I'm trying to get it from the sperm donor. I hope you'll know I come after me. We got more of your calls. This is The D.O. Hughley Show.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Raise a spoon to Grandma, who always took all the hungry cousins to McDonald's for McNuggets and the play slide. Have something sweet in her honor. Come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. And participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
All right, it's the D.L. Hughley Show. So the question we're asking, ladies and gentlemen, a lesbian couple breaks up. They want to sue. She is proposing suing the donor. So do you think the sperm donor should have to pay child support? Here's the thing. I think that one of the things we know, this question, I've never heard form before. Now, I've known a couple of people that have gotten, that have had surrogate babies or had babies in some kind of way. And then one leaves and then the other one's looking for child support. I've heard that ad nauseum. We know a couple of people that's happened to. But absent in lieu of that, this bride is going, I want to sue the sperm bank. I want that. Why doesn't they have to pay child support? Because it's that those donors are doing, they some of them obviously need money, but some of them are doing it because they want kids to have, people to have kids. It's altruistic. And you want to
sue
them?
Well, I know most facilities that do donor sperm and things of that nature, if a man donates sperm through those licensed fertility clinics,
right,
they are not responsible for the children.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I know there was a case in Britain where, you know, a lesbian couple approached someone that they knew in their circle.
Got him.
Exactly.
Got him.
You know, everybody else said no. He said okay. Yeah. They split. The couple split, and one of them was able to go after the guy for child support, and he was made to pay that. But that was a different scenario and they said it was because there was, you know, no fertility clinic. But in a clinic,
you just had a menage a trois, and then you
can have 5,000 kids out there.
It's a dude that had 200.
That doctor, it was a doctor that had thousands of babies out there.
Yeah. So if that didn't work out, you going to sue the turkey baster?
Laws are crazy. I can't remember his name. He was a football player, but he had sex with a woman and used a condom. He took the condom and threw it in the trash. She retrieved it from the trash. No, she retrieved the used condom from the trash, turkey basted herself, got pregnant, and the court said, it's your baby, you gotta pay. And he was like, I used the condom and threw it away. She dug it up out the trash. And it was like, sorry. And
one,
he had to pay
one quick flush could have stopped all of that.
Yeah, he better turn that mug inside and out. And then
let me tell you something. What's the baby name? Aquaman? That's the baby name. we're going to get to your calls in a bit. A couple breaks up. They want to sue the sperm donor. Yeah. Do you think that that's appropriate? 877-242-2426. Get to your calls in a bit. It's the D.L. Hughley Show.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Raise a spoon to Grandma, who always took all the hungry cousins to McDonald's for McNuggets and the play slide. Have something sweet in her honor. Come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. And participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
It is the D.L. Hughley Show. So a young woman, young couple breaks up, lesbian couple break up. She is proposing suing the donor. So do you think the sperm donor should have to pay child support? And in the words of many famous people I know, are you crazy?
Man.
Everybody wants to be, that's the thing. They fought very hard for the right, and they should have it, the right to be married. Now you got married people problems.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Yeah. You know, you unfortunately in straight relationships, it's not uncommon for a dude to leave and not help. That's sad, but it's not uncommon.
Yeah, that's. But in a case like that, you can obviously go to court.
Yes.
And you know, try to get child support implemented, especially if he is the father and he leaves.
Yeah.
In a case like this, it's a little weird because I don't know how you hold a donor responsible. I don't even know how you, because then
you
set a precedent for other people, right? Because now everybody's going to go, and so now guys are going to say, you know what, I ain't donating nothing because I don't want nobody coming after me.
Yep. And now they got frozen embryos of people in Alabama. So somebody got millions of kids running around there. So it's crazy. So this woman, she got married. She's like, I don't want the baby. I don't want you. So that has happened to people we know on the other end of it that didn't want the baby.
Yeah, I was going to say that's what the whole Sherry Shepherd thing was.
Yeah,
she didn't want to have a kid, you know, but
he talked into the surrogate and they had one. Then
now she got to pay.
He should be on Real Basketball Wives. He should be on that. I'm telling you.
He should get cast
on that.
I'm not even biologically connected to this.
Hell no.
Y'all got to pay. I'm like,
you are financially, though.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yep.
They got Brittany Griner like that, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, we got more of your calls. A couple breaks up. They want to sue the donor. Do you think that that's appropriate? 877-242-2426. Your calls and thoughts are coming up in about 10 minutes. It's the D.L. Hughley Show. All right, it's the D.L. Hughley Show. So the question we're asking, ladies and gentlemen, a lesbian couple breaks up. They want to sue. She is proposing suing the donor. So she wants the sperm donor, not the ones that we're so familiar with, but the one you actually go and get at a sperm bank.
She wants the donor
to be responsible. Do you agree? Skip, do you?
No, man. That's like you. So is Papa John's responsible because you got fat? No, you went there, ordered a pizza, and ate it. Dude. I mean, so yeah,
that's interesting.
You went in there.
That was leaping logic, but I'm going with you. What you say?
I know. I'm gonna ride with you too.
Yeah. You went in there.
What kind of pizzas you order, baby? I don't.
That's not anchovy. Wait a minute. But no, you know what? She signed up to have
cancel lunch. There we go. Cancel lunch.
You know,
That's
a sperm donor. That's a service that you signed up for. And the person, they donated a sperm anonymously. Hey, you have just like blood, like Jasmine said, you know. So, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah.
All right. Now you know. Now you know. You know.
Better think twice.
So, the thing is hilarious is apparently they're lesbian deadbeats too. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Ain't that something? Man. All right, we'll get to your calls in a bit. It's the D.L. Hughley Show. It is the D.L. Hughley Show. So the question we're asking a young woman, she has a baby with her wife. They break up, and she thinks she asked this question.
Why don't sperm donors have to pay child support? Back in 2018, I was artificially inseminated because I'm a lesbian and I wanted kids, right? So me and my girlfriend decided that we were going to go find a donor and have a kid that way. When we broke up, she said that she had no legal obligation to this child and she didn't want to be the parent anymore. Of course, I was like, whatever, that's fine. Just give me, some child support. And she said, did you not hear me? I have no legal obligation to this child. I'm not going to pay child support. So now I'm trying to get the sperm donor to pay child support because biologically he is my daughter's parent. So I want him to give me his half. I don't know what to do at this point, but I just think it's really messed up that somebody can just go donate sperm and then have nothing else to do with the kid that comes from it.
This is interesting to me because this could be a real scenario. Yeah. It could happen. I mean, they're happy and everything, but it is something that you got to think about how you get the baby, how you going. Ooh, I think if you have signed up and said I want this, I don't care what your gender, I don't care, you should be she should be responsible for it.
Yep,
you should be able to just leave.
Yeah,
but I know who shouldn't be is a sperm donor. We're going to the phones.
Hey, I'm so excited about this show. I just love you guys. Listen, we always trying to blame somebody else for something. If you wanted the baby, you got the baby. It's your responsibility. The donor didn't ask for the baby, did he? Or he or she? Did they ask? Hey, you want to get this sperm for me? No. You chose to go that route. So you accept the responsibility that goes with that.
He should not have to pay, and he's donating for the purpose of them having a child, and no, he should not have to pay.
There's no way. Sperm donors don't sign up to be paternal. They don't sign up for obligation. They sign up to donate and get paid for it. No strings attached. So she's just being a greedy bitch and just trying to be an opportunist, and no, she shouldn't even know who that person is. Because it's supposed to be anonymous. They're just a sperm donor. That's it. So she got what she wanted. So she's just trying to double dip. Is she wrong?
I just wanted to say that it just shows that we still living in a time that people are begging for money and it's not warranted. But the times that we're living in, it allows people to do it, and she should not receive money for child support when she went voluntarily to go get it from a donor.
We got more of your calls coming up on the D.L. Hughley Show. It is the D.L. Hughley Show. So a young woman gets, the young gay couple gets married, lesbian couple gets married. They decide they want a baby. They go to a sperm bank. They get pregnant, have a baby. One leaves, and the other one says, I'm going to sue the, I'm going to try to get child support from the donor. Well, good luck getting child support from a beaker. Good luck.
A beaker.
Good luck getting child support from a test tube. Let's see how that goes. But do you think she has a point? We're going to the phones.
I think she needs to go ahead and be the single parent. She chose to have a baby. Unfortunately, they split. She shouldn't go after that man, even if she could. She got to go ahead and buck up and do her thing, stand on business like the rest of us single parents out here. And we have no recourse out here. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's fair that even if she could go after that man, that she should. He did her a service. She wanted the child. What she needed to do was go after a partner. That's who she needed to go after, the person she split from. They agreed to have that baby. That's both of their responsibilities. She needed to go after her.
I cannot believe someone would even think of something like that, because that's not Walmart. It's not return to sender because it doesn't work out between you and your partner. This is a commitment you made. You want to have a child. You can't have a child, but you want to have a child. And you got your wishes. You know, you were able to get your wishes. So you can't just automatically think because the other half of your wishes didn't work correctly. Why go back to what you originally started from and say, okay, this don't work. Like return to sender. You can't return, this not, you can't return something that you already committed to do, especially something like that dealing with life anyway. How you going to do that? Don't make sense.
Listen, man, I almost wrecked trying to answer this question. This chick has lost her mind. I had to pull over to call in because this is crazy. Y'all wanted the baby. The girl left. Oh, well, deal with it. That is, oh, wow. People today, there's something serious. My answer is she's lost her mind. Literally.
I said, nah, unless they laid down with that sperm donor, that's when you got to pay. But that was a consensual and contractual endeavor. He got paid, and she got a baby.
Well, if it's a donor from a sperm bank that got paid for his deposit, I don't feel they should have to pay for it. We'll pay child support. But if it's a sperm donor like, you know, the regular ones running around the hood, yes.
We got today's Millennial Minute with the one and only DJ Lucci. This is the D.L. Hughley Show. Now it's time for our Millennial Minute with the one and only DJ. Let me finish. With the one and only DJ Lucci.
Isa Mia. I had to drop in on the one. I'm sorry. I was jumping in on the one. Rumor has it that I Am Legend 2 is in the works. I guess the script is done. It is going to be with Will Smith and I Am Legend and Michael B. Jordan. Apparently, we all watched the film in the theaters, and we saw that Will Smith died, but that's not the ending that they're going with. I don't know if anybody bought the DVD, because who has that anymore?
Yeah.
But there was an alternate ending where he actually lives, and so they're going to go with that one. I don't know what Michael B. Jordan's role is going to be in this. Maybe his long lost son or something.
I lived so Jenny could write a book. That's why I heard he had it.
That's the rumor, too, you know? Hopefully, there's no more dogs in this. Because that one took me out when he had to, you know.
Yeah.
Ain't no way. But
I loved I Am Legend.
Yeah, so we'll see how it goes.
The Crippin virus is elegant.
Okay, this has been your Millennial Minute with Isa Mia.
All right, coming up, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking to my dude, Sed the Entertainer. It is the D.L. Hughley Show.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Raise a spoon to Grandma, who always took all the hungry cousins to McDonald's for McNuggets and the play slide. Have something sweet in her honor. Come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. And participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
So this is very interesting. The first time in the history of the United States of America, Donald Trump, a former president, is on a criminal trial. Now, this is not the trial that everybody was anticipating.
It is not.
But there is no doubt that Donald Trump is going to go to court several times. And the matter of fact, one of the reasons he is... Why does he think he's America? He always goes, well, this is happening to America. No, you didn't have to do what you did. Your complaint is that people are holding you responsible for what you did, or they should have let it go. It ain't that you didn't do it. He said, well, no one ever tried to bribe somebody to make a hooker shut up a couple of days before the election. Nobody ever did that.
But you know how he is. He tries to make it seem like this is happening to all of us.
No, not just me.
It's everybody.
I'm not going to talk about my dalliances with strippers or not, but I will say this. I never paid them in a hush. First off, paying a stripper, paying somebody to keep you having sex with to keep them out clothes is an anathema to me. I don't even understand why you do that. That's counter to everything I've ever been taught to believe. But all of a sudden, it is that he did this in furtherance of another crime, which was not letting people know what happened.
Yeah.
Correct.
You did it.
Don't tell me that you shouldn't be held liable for me. They don't charge anybody else. Nobody does it. Nobody tried to overthrow the government. Nobody kept the nation's secrets. Nobody does these things. Yeah. Nobody tried to illegally do what they did in Georgia. Nobody did that. He did that.
Yeah.
So stop it.
And if he'd have used his own money, he wouldn't be in trouble either. You know, he used campaign funds to do it.
That's exactly right. So come on now. You know, and anybody that a raw dog, a porn star, is already not going to get my vote. If you won't protect yourself from gonorrhea, you can't protect us from North Korea.
No,
That's all I'm saying. That's really
it. No.
Coming up this hour, we're going to be talking to the Cedric the Entertainer, the one and only Cedric the Entertainer, my dear friend. Plus, we will be giving a deserving someone the Shoe Booty of the Week Award. It's the D.O. Hughley Show. Joining us on the program is a young man who I've known for a very, very long time, one of my dearest friends. He has a lot in common with me. He's an author, too. Yeah. Please put your hands together for the one and only Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah, there he is. That's my dog. What's that?
What's that, baby? Now he got a barbecue show. He got syndicated. He has a television show. He tours all the time. Let me ask you something. So you now have been in the entertainment industry because. You literally earn the moniker entertainer because you literally do it all. I tell this story all the time. I've never met any person in this industry that nobody says anything bad about. I mean, one time he did this joke on Barbershop, right? And I'm not going to say who it was, but got so mad at him. They got so mad at him, they was calling him a ghetto and all that kind of stuff. And I went on the blogs and said some stuff under a different name just because I wanted him to have a lot of bad people. And he ain't worth a damn. I like posting because I wanted him to feel what it's like to be hated.
Yes.
I actually did that. I was like, man, you're right. Said ain't worth a damn. But he never has anything. It's ain't even.
Man, our 30-year friendship, this is so true about DL, man. He always be like, man, why do everybody like you? I don't. They can be the real you.
Right. That's what pisses me off. I want to take video of the real him. like I'm like, oh, you think, oh, he's a sweet guy. Oh, that guy right there. See, that is the dirty Sid I know. That's the one that kicks kids. You didn't know that, though, did you? Did you?
But the fact that you do diversify yourself in so many ways, and, man, you always, you know, that's something I think that most of us, you know, that we came from our era, we just try to keep the balls in the air, man. You know, right. No pun intended, but we just try to, you know, we just try to stay busy. And I think that, you know, tapping into every part of my ability to entertain and create is something that I do naturally. And I take great pride in that. So,
and nobody works harder than you. You work. Like, one of the things you work hard. Like, I remember one time we did on my last birthday, we did the neighborhood. Then you went and do something else. Then you came and did we flew and do Johnson. Then you flew to do something else. You're like the only dude I know who I go, wow, I'm tired looking at his schedule. I'm like, wow, this dude works hard.
Yeah, man. You know, and I mean, I do. I look at these as great opportunities. I mean, you know, again, same thing. You know, nobody works harder than you, DL. Everybody knows, like, you are a rogue warrior, a go-getter at all times. And at the same time, I had to force, people don't know this, I had to force you to take vacations. Our wives are good friends. and we will. And when they want to hang out and do stuff, and she's like, you know, DLA coming. I said, let me call her, and I'll be like, hey, and she's like, ah, you know me, I'm in Schenectady. You know, I got a gig in Schenectady, New York. Man, I'm fired. Who goes to Schenectady, man?
But you've never been to Schenectady in the spring, though. That's what you missing out. See, that's I would think you would have a more refined palate than that. But I see. I love you, man. Chasing Flippy Fox Cars, available now. Please check it out, man. Let's make him a New York Times bestseller. I mean, I love you, man. I'll holler at you in a bit.
All right, dog. I don't. Hallelujah. He said, what up?
All right, baby boy. Yeah, for sure. All right. Now it's time for What You Need to Know with Sybil Wilkes.
It's Sybil Wilkes with What You Need to Know. Jury selection set to begin in former President Donald Trump's hush money case Monday in Manhattan. Trump attorney Will Scharf told Fox News Sunday it will be difficult to select an impartial jury at the height of the election season. Donald Trump is accused of falsifying business records to cover up a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. Scharf said it's possible Donald Trump could take the stand in the trial. The executor of O.J. Simpson's estate says the late football star will be cremated and his brain will not be provided for a CTE study. Malcolm Laverne, served as O.J. Simpson's lawyer, said he has received at least one request to study the effects of possible head injuries to his brain. Laverne said Sunday there are tentative plans for a private celebration of life gathering for family and close friends. In what was called the trial of the century, O.J. Simpson was acquitted of the murder of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman. Arizona Senator Mark Kelly says the Arizona Supreme Court's decision to uphold a strict abortion ban will be disastrous for women in his state. In an interview with CBS Face the Nation, the Democrat blamed former President Trump for the end of Roe v. Wade. He noted the abortion issue will be on the ballot in November and expects a large voter turnout. The 1864 law bans all abortions except for when a mother's life is at risk. President Biden made his case for re-election to black voters in an organization you may know a thing or two about. The president addressed the National Action Network, which works on racial justice and civil rights issues. He said that under his administration, black unemployment has dropped to a record low. More black Americans have health insurance and the number of black-owned businesses is rising. This comes as a recent poll has shown a decline in support for Mr. Biden among black voters overall. To subscribe to my free daily newsletter, please visit SybilWilkes.com. For all the news 24/7, go to News1.com. I'm Sybil Wilkes. Be informed. Be empowered.
Thank you so much, Sybil. Jasmine.
That girl is paid, honey.
Yeah, there we go.
Paid.
All right. I guess we got more of the show. The meter's ticking. We got more of the show on the DL. More show coming up. It's the DL Hughley Show. Hey, now, it's the DL Hughley Show. Your
indictment update.
We should sing the Popo's coming, Popo's coming, and they came. Finally.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They finally heard us.
Yeah. It's very interesting because, you know, he said years ago that he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and not lose any support, which is apparently true. It isn't that people don't think he did it. They know he did it. They just think he shouldn't be charged for it. They really think he's above the law.
Or don't care. Yeah, they just...
Yeah, yeah, that's not... That, yeah. Why would they bring those charges? They never brought those against nobody. Because nobody else silenced the hooker like that. Nobody, and I don't even, she didn't call it. She's a stripper. Nobody else did that. And you did it precisely while you were running for president. You didn't want nobody to know. That's why you did it. Yep. And had people known that information before you got to be president, that information that come out, you might not have got your first term. That's why. Mm-hmm. The American people had a right to know that the potential president of the United States was raw dog and a porn star.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean... I don't know if you ain't protecting yourself from gonorrhea, how the hell are you gonna protect yourself from North Korea? I don't understand how that works.
Wow, it's the way you pitch it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you said like he definitely paid her, and then this is the thing: we got it, we know you did it. We lied, everybody. You did it.
Yeah, you did it without question.
Now, if he's convicted, he will be a convicted felon running for president.
Man, that is so sad.
It does say that you can't run for president if you are convicted of a felony, misdemeanor or felony, high crime or misdemeanor.
Well, I'm sure they'll find a loophole for that.
It'll be very interesting. It'll be very interesting. It is a constitutional question. Very interesting.
Did you see the woman in Vietnam She was sentenced to death because of a $27 million fraud scheme, like real estate. I was like, wow, in Vietnam, you get the death sentence. In the United States, you get to run for president. You know, but yeah. I was like, wow.
Or housing secretary.
Wow.
Treasury secretary, Steve Mnuchin. Here he is. He's the militant man, Jamal Kingsley, and he is here to expose racism hidden in our everyday lives.
Hello, my brothers and sisters. This is Jamal Kingsley, the militant man, here to expose racism hidden in our everyday lives. Why is it when you play chess, it's the black pieces against the white pieces? Even in board games, they try to pit the white against the black. Think about it, my brother. And why is it I was driving in today and got pulled over? The popo said my window tint was way too dark. Ain't that something? You get penalized when you're too dark. Think about it, my brother. And why is it we always say salt and pepper, when alphabetically it should be pepper and salt? They always trying to make the black come last. Think about it, my brother. This has been Jamal Kingsley, the militant man. And until next time, stay woke and think about it, my brother.
Time for What is Trending.
Like the kid, here go.
Jazz man.
What man?
Tell these good people what is trending.
I don't know how I missed this, but now I can't stop seeing it. And that is the backlash that an actress, her name is Francesca Amawuda Rivers, is facing because she's been cast as Juliet in the new Romeo and Juliet alongside Tom Holland from Spider-Man. And a lot of people on social media, white folks, are very upset because obviously she is black. She's African, as a matter of fact. And they were really pissed off. And so they've been, you know, sending her hate mail and, you know, just saying a lot of misogynistic and racist threats and everything. And so now there's this petition and online support of hundreds of other actors who have come to her defense and basically in support of her, saying, listen, you know, don't pay any attention to these people, we know, from racism to colorism and all of those type things.
A lot of
that
isms.
Kind of stuff happens all the time. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting because is this an imaginary character, right?
Romeo and Juliet. Yeah.
Romeo and Juliet. Shakespeare.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the most dangerous place for black people to live is in white people's imagination.
That's correct.
Play your role.
Play your role.
Who cares? Do it.
I guess. She's going to, you know, so, hey.
Also, where far out thou cashing my check? That's where I am. I'm there cashing my check.
These people, if you don't like who's playing the part, hey,
don't go
raise your own $100 million and make your own damn movie, and there you can cast who you want.
There you go.
Well, I know we were talking earlier about parenting, well, kind of parenting, I guess, and child support and things of that nature. This is slightly different, but along those lines on social media. I don't know if you guys saw this video that went viral of a mother who approached the stepmom and recorded it.
I saw it.
Because the daughter came home and complained that the stepmother had disciplined her. I'm assuming put her hands on her, whooped her. And she was, you know, having a disagreement, if you will. I'll say that, but it was a little more than that, with the woman who is married to the father of the child, who comes to the door and then gets mad at his ex and says, you know, I gave her permission. She called me first and asked me if it was okay, and I told her it was because she was being disrespectful. So, of course, it brought up the question on social media on two sides. Does the stepmom have the right to discipline a child?
I think definitely it's an individual thing, but I don't think you should. If I'm feeding you and I'm paying for you and I'm taking care of you, then and you do something wrong, and there's a lot of things that got to line up, but I don't think it's out of the question. No,
especially considering she called the father, she called her husband and said, listen, this is what she's doing, and I want to discipline her. He said, we'll do it. And I thought to myself as I saw the mom acting up, I said, now I see where she got it from, and I'm pretty sure she probably was disrespectful.
But hood rat tendencies, they can get you every time.
That's what's trending.
What have you learned is coming up next on the D.L. Hughley Show.
It's Monday, and we're getting your week started right here on the D.L. Hughley Show.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.